Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the show. Today is Wednesday, November 28th. We're back.
Mm-hmm.
We're awake.
Yeah.
And that's all that matters, right?
Yeah. You don't look like you're awake, though.
No?
Like, I literally, when I walked in to give you the Coke, I was like, is he okay?
Really? So you can tell?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That's not good.
It's all right. We all have those days.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I have them every day. I mean, yesterday I consciously was going to go to bed at midnight. Then it became 1 o'clock. Again, I get hungry. I'm like, I'll finish my movie.
How do you possibly get hungry at 1 o'clock?
I don't know.
Are you eating
and
dinner?
And I eat late, too. You know, I eat dinner at like 9 or 10.
That's so unhealthy, by the way.
I know.
And so is eating at 1 o'clock in the morning. Like, I'll do that if I'm drunk.
Yeah.
Then I'll feel like shit the next day, for sure.
Well, I guess I got used to it. What can I tell you? You know, I eat late. I mean, my lunch is at like 2 or 3.
Yeah.
And then dinner before 9, I don't get hungry, you know?
And you don't eat breakfast, right?
No, no
breakfast.
Well,
I have the bottom of the muffin for you, so that's it.
Oh, thank you. That's a great breakfast.
Yeah.
Doctor recommended breakfast.
Hey, just trying to help you out, you know?
Yeah, thank you. Trying to help me get healthy, huh?
I cooked last night.
You did what? Cooked?
I cooked, yeah.
Oh.
But I always eat dinner, like, I like, we'll cook dinner at like 4.
4 o'clock.
Yeah.
That's when you cook it.
Yeah.
When do you eat it?
Probably like, it depends. If it's like a chicken or something and it's in the oven for an hour, it'll be like 5, 5:30.
That's when you eat dinner?
Yeah.
Really?
Always.
And what do you do the rest of the evening? Don't you get hungry?
No.
Yet? Really?
Yeah. And sometimes I'll only eat that meal and I'm not hungry. But that's not good, like, yeah, at all, that you're surviving off one,
yeah, yeah,
meal.
You should eat like smaller things throughout the day.
I don't really get hungry.
Yeah, I
like
know.
This morning I woke up and I was hungry, so I got a muffin and a coffee. But like, that's very rare.
Yeah, I know.
Mm.
I know. I'm not hungry in the morning either. And I like breakfast, but I'm not hungry for it in the morning.
I don't like breakfast.
No?
Mm-mm.
Wow.
Sometimes I like an egg sandwich in the moment. Mm-hmm. And then after I eat the egg sandwich, I'm like, I'm going to shits, literally.
Really?
Going to shitsville.
So you don't like eggs and bacon, things like that in the morning with toast? And
maybe like once in a blue moon.
Right.
Once in a blue moon. Right. Like if I'm home and my mom makes like homemade pancakes, I'm definitely diving in.
You'll have it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But if it's like just a regular day, like I can survive without eating breakfast.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I know. A lot of people don't. And they say it's the most important meal, you know?
Yeah.
But how can you eat when you're not hungry, you know? I mean, many people do. And that's why they get overweight. They eat even when they're not hungry.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
when you eat only when you're hungry, you're okay, you know?
But I don't know if we're technically okay.
But you listen to your body, you know? I mean, yeah, I don't know. Whatever. Maybe if you get used to a new regimen, then you do that.
Right.
You know?
When I'm
breakfast, lunch, dinner.
Yeah. I'm not like a huge breakfast fan. I think that's probably why I don't eat it.
Oh, okay.
Like if breakfast was like lunch food, I'd for sure eat it.
Yeah.
But like it's not acceptable to wake up and have like orange chicken and lo mein. So
no.
It's like,
no, but eggs.
Ew. No, thanks.
You don't like eggs?
Like every once in a while, like hard boiled eggs with like seasoning and ranch dressing for breakfast.
You'll have that.
I'll have that. But then I'll feel like shit after.
Yeah. And you don't even want to taste the egg if you put all that stuff on it. Ranch dressing.
Oh my God, so good. So good.
So that's hard boiled. What about like over easy?
I don't know how to make it.
Over easy, then
yeah,
make it sunny side up. Just
I don't know how to make it.
You just throw it on there. You don't do anything to it.
I don't know how to make it.
I'm telling you, you break the egg.
Like my favorite
thing.
That's
the easiest thing to do. I mean, you don't even have to scramble.
I know, but it's crazy because I like my favorite thing is eggs over easy. Like I like when the yolk is like dripping out of it.
So then it's not really over easy. It's more like sunny side up.
Okay, so those are my favorite.
Over easy, by then the yellow is more or less cooked.
No, know, no, no.
And hard.
I like it yolky.
Yeah.
That's probably why I feel gross after, because it's not fully cooked.
Mm, it is. It's just, it's fine. People eat that all the
time. It tastes so good.
I know.
But I don't know how to make it, so therefore I don't eat it for breakfast.
Will you listen to me? Put some margarine on the pan.
I've literally watched YouTube tutorials about it. And I still can't fucking do it.
You can't fucking break the egg where the yellow will stay.
No. I'm like, this is ridiculous. Ridiculous. I bought like a carton of eggs of like a dozen pack. Uh-huh. I wasted 6 trying to make them. And I said, fuck this.
Oh, God.
And my sister called me. She goes, are you kidding? It's the easiest thing to make. I'm like, well, I don't know how to do it.
Right.
So.
Well, why don't you try again?
Yeah, probably.
After people told you. You went on YouTube to see.
I literally did. YouTube tutorials. Okay. How to make an egg over easy.
Oh, my God. Well, over easy, you just flip it over.
Yeah, but yeah. It's just like still a mess.
Yeah. No.
It is. It was a mess. Okay. It wasn't a good experience.
All right, whatever. We're still trying to figure out what you're good at.
Well, I made lamb steak last night.
Lamb steak. Oh, mm-hmm. I like lamb.
So I went to Trader Joe's to get like a couple of things so I could survive for the weekend. Because I have like nothing in my house. And I saw lamb and I was like, well, I haven't had this in like years. So I was like, let me try this. It was actually, I forgot how much I liked it.
How did you make it?
I just cut it up into like little small pieces, seasoned it for like a half an hour and then just sauteed it on the stove.
Oh, okay.
Put it on top of white rice and then did a side of vegetables.
Very good. So you treated yourself to a nice meal.
Yeah, at like 5 o'clock.
That's cool.
And then I wasn't hungry for the rest of the night.
Yeah. Cool.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, you know, we're expecting rain tonight and through tomorrow. Did you know that? What?
I don't want to deal with great. That.
Deal with what? What are you dealing with exactly?
Like my hair when it's raining.
Yeah, but you're not going to be out in the rain.
I have shit to do today.
Yeah, but you're not going to be out in the rain. Besides, it's starting.
It's raining all day tomorrow too.
That's what they say, but you never know. Here it never rains. You know, they say it's going to rain. It'll probably sprinkle or something for a couple hours, and that's it.
Right.
Yeah, I wouldn't worry too much about it. Yeah, you just wait till I deal with the rain in Oregon, man. They're saying it can be strong rain, you know?
Yeah. I don't think it's going to be like, well, I mean, when it rains, but when it rains here, it pours.
Here?
Yeah.
Seldom.
Well, you were in Oregon.
Right, that day.
And it was unreal.
But that was unusual for Southern California. You know?
I was like, what is happening? It's the end of the world out here. Like, it was crazy.
And I was in sunny Oregon. Yeah. How absurd is
that? I know. Now it's going to be switched. We're going to be in sunny Cali and you'll be in rainy Oregon.
Yeah. Oh, well, whatever. But I'm not looking forward to packing and packing up my apartment. You know, there's so much shit.
I know. I mean, and you need to start.
I know.
Because it's literally December 1st on Saturday.
Not December 1st.
Oh. Yes, it is.
Oh, no, but I'm not leaving December
1st. Yeah, but it's going to take you like a month. Because knowing you, you're going to pack like maybe one box a night. It's going to take you the whole month.
That's true, yeah. Huh? But, no, what I'm going to do is I'm going to sell most of what I have. So I'll just have like an estate sale where people come into the apartment.
Yeah.
They'll pick whatever they
want.
We're
going to post it at Craigslist?
Probably, yeah. I mean, where else, you know?
There's certain websites where you can post that too. I'll try to figure that out. Because I remember when I was leaving... when I was leaving Boston, I tried to do that with some of my stuff.
Yeah, and then you put a few signs around the street, the neighborhood and stuff.
Exactly.
And hopefully it'll work, you know, that way I don't have to carry all this shit out.
Right.
And, you know, because I'm really, seriously, I'm only going to take clothes with me, you know, that's about it. I don't need anything
else.
Well,
is it furnished?
It's furnished.
Okay, yeah, then you don't need anything.
And he probably even has, like, because it's a vacation house. So it probably has like dishes and shit like that. And if it doesn't, I'll buy them.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to fucking carry dishes with me.
Right. You know? And someone will definitely take that off your hands for like $100 or something.
Yeah, even less. What? Like silverware and plates? Take it for $30. All this stuff that I have.
I'd be like 100. We'll start at 100 and then we'll work our way down.
Okay.
Always shoot high. Yeah,
what do I know about
that? Because they're going to shoot low.
Yeah.
You know? If you say 30, they're going to be like 10.
Right.
Yeah, like, yeah, no. Start at 100, work your way down.
Yeah. And then I have a bike that's almost brand new, so we'll see what I'm going to do with that.
Just bring it with you. Put it on the back of your car when you drive down.
You're crazy. I'm not doing that. You know how long a drive it is? I mean, I barely take my bike on the car around town because I'm afraid it's going to fall or something, you know?
How long's the drive?
16 hours if you drive straight.
Oh, so...
I'm not driving straight.
No, I was going to say.
It's going to be over 2 or 3 days even.
That's horrible.
Yeah, because I make a lot of stops and stuff. Otherwise, I'll get really tired, you know.
Yeah.
So I like to stop, you know, and things like that. So it takes a while. And then I'll have to spend the night somewhere in the middle and get there the following day, you know. Not a big deal. I'll get to drive all of California, you know, and into Oregon and stuff. So that should be fun. And, yeah, I'm getting kind of nervous, though. You know, I mean, there's a lot of uncertainty, and that's kind of scary, you know.
Yeah.
I haven't moved in a long, long time, and especially not to a far place. So it's going to be a challenge, but I'm looking forward to it, you know, and I think it'll be cool.
Yeah.
It'll be cool. And, yeah, in the meantime, I'm not getting enough sleep, which sucks. I finished watching Ready Player One.
Yeah.
And my verdict on that is, look, go see it just to say you've seen it, okay? And to see some of the effect.
Well, I think it's on Netflix, to be honest.
Right. But there's no... I mean, I wouldn't watch it again. You know, I mean, the story was pretty straightforward.
Right.
Nothing there. So it was just really the effects, the fact that they're going back and forth between a virtual world and the real world.
Right.
Shit like that, you know.
I just, it hasn't been on the top of my list, but if it does come to a time where I'm like, oh, there's nothing to watch.
Right.
Maybe I'll watch it just because I want to see the Shining scene that Zariana was talking about. But other than that, it's like, I'm not in a rush to watch that movie.
Right.
Like my life is going to be the same.
It's going to be
the same. Yeah.
Are there movies that will not make your life the same if you don't see them?
I need to see John Wick 3. Mm. I need to see Equalizer 2. I can't believe I haven't seen it yet. This is like because I don't have anyone to go to the movies without
here. So those are going to change your life.
Yeah, I love them. Mm. I've seen both. I've seen John Wick 1 and 2 like at least 25 times.
Yeah.
Anytime I'm getting ready, I put it on.
25 freaking times. Wow.
There's so many. Leap Year I've seen a bunch of times. The Notebook I've seen a bunch of times.
Really?
Yeah, there's like a lot of movies. Like, it's so funny because it's like you think about how much time you spend rewatching a movie where you could have watched something now.
Something new.
But it's like you just love them so much. You're like, yeah, I feel like watching this right now.
Yeah, but that's cool. You know, I mean, if you're into movies like that, why not?
You know?
You never run out of things to watch.
Mm-hmm.
That's for sure.
I hope John Wick 3, like, and if this is the last one, they ended on like a badass note.
Yeah.
Like if he dies, I'm going to be pissed.
Yeah.
Like I'll be like, fuck you guys. I didn't invest three movies.
Well, he might have to die. You never know.
I feel like that's the only way.
How can he not? Sense. You know, I mean, he fights like 100 fucking people at a time. And he beats all of them, you know?
I hope that I marry someone that has a set of skills. He looks like he does it, but he'll like literally kill you.
Is that based on a comic book or something?
No.
You know? No, it's not. Huh?
No.
What's funny is I went to Rite Aid the other night, bought a couple things, and then I'm in line and I see they have a few DVDs, and there's one that has like three movies on it, like Body of Lies, like action movies, Body of Lies, and then Mel Gibson with some movie.
So these are old-ass movies.
Yeah, they're older movies. Yeah. But there's three of them and one DVD, you know, for like $10. I said, why not? You know, I haven't seen any of the three.
Right.
So
Body of Lies was okay.
Yeah, it was okay. Yeah. I had interviewed the guy that wrote the book, so I read half the book, and I didn't really like it.
But yeah.
Maybe the movie's better. It's with Leonardo.
The ending was a little bit disappointing.
With Leonardo, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He's so hot.
He's so hot.
He is.
Yeah, okay.
Even now, he looks older now, and he's still good looking. People are like, he's not good looking anymore. I'm like, yeah, you're delusional.
Yeah.
I think he's aging quite well. I would definitely have sex with him for sure.
So the reason I brought it up is because I get to the register, and she says, can I see your ID, please? I said, for what? For the movie? Because there's nothing else. I mean, it's all bathroom
right,
stuff.
Right.
She's like, yeah. I'm like, okay, here's my ID. I said, well, do you have to be 18 or something? She says, yeah. So the thing is this, just to show you, people will do anything you tell them, you know? She probably looked on the screen in the register and it says, get ID, and she gets ID. It's not like you have to swipe it or anything.
Yeah, she type in your birthday?
No, she just has to look at it. Then I'm going, what the hell is this?
Yeah, I mean,
you know, that's a little, come on.
And then you go to like Dave and Buster's and you order drinks and they don't even ask for your ID.
Yeah, huh?
Like they didn't even ask me when I went in there.
Yeah.
I'm like, dude, I could be like 17.
Yeah.
You did not once ask for my ID. That's Dave and Buster's in Hollywood.
Yeah.
Just calling y'all out.
I've never been to one. I know that my son worked for him up in San Francisco and he didn't really like it. He said they don't treat their employees nicely, so... I don't know, but...
I mean, I just went for the first time like a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
And it was all right.
Yeah.
I mean, I was shit faced by the time I left there.
Yeah.
Because we were just getting like rounds and rounds and rounds of shots.
Yeah.
Ooh, just thinking of tequila makes me sick.
So, it appears that my son's got a new girlfriend. Not that he told me. I see it on social media.
Yeah.
But
like a girlfriend, I guess, or
yeah, a girlfriend, and she came from another state. So they met online. He's like, "This is going to be my wife," and I'm like, "Are you serious? You haven't even met her yet." He's like, "Yeah, no, no, no." So she comes down here to visit, I guess. Again, I saw social media.
Right, right.
And she writes these great things about him. God, he's talented and he's funny and he's smart and he loves his family. I'm like, yeah, everybody except his dad, you know? And then I thought about it. I realized, you know, he loves the people that his mom wants him to love, that she's in touch with. Obviously, why is everybody else okay, including his stepfather and his stepbrother?
Your wife got remarried?
Me. Yeah.
Oh,
the first one.
Oh, the first one. Okay.
The first one.
Yeah. Okay, because I was like, I didn't know that.
No, 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 no. This is the first one. It was a long time ago.
Yeah, ten
years ago, maybe. So, yeah, it just goes to show you, you know. So it's not just random.
Yeah.
It's not like I'm a bad person that suddenly I stand out, you know. But that's what happens, man.
I mean, need to fix that relationship.
I know. I don't know how. I mean,
life's too short to have that burden on your heart, you know?
I know. It's going to be go on for years, I know, if he doesn't break down and decide to apologize. You know, but what can I do, man?
Have you tried reaching out to him at all?
I did only once, and because it was over a bad thing because he hadn't paid his car payment yet or something. So I texted him. He's like, "You're a douchebag, you're an asshole, this, that."
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And those are the mild things he said to me. So, yeah. So how can I go back to this kid?
Yeah. I mean, I will say I've gotten into fights with my parents where I've said some vile shit, but I will always apologize.
Apologize, right?
Like, I'll be like, "Hey, listen, like, heat of the moment, you know, I don't think."
Right,
like,
exactly. If you're angry, you don't think about it, but come on, I'm your fucking father, man.
Yeah, like,
nobody talks to their dad like that.
Mm.
And all the things that his girlfriend raved about is stuff he got from me, you know? Like, his talent, his intelligence, all that stuff, you know? I mean, they knew how to blame for him having bipolar and stuff, you know. Oh, it's your genes, you know, like I'm fucking responsible for it.
Yeah,
you gave him bipolar. I'm like, are you fucking kidding me?
Right,
you know. And if that's true, then I gave him all the great things he has too.
Yeah,
you know. So yeah, it kind of bothers me, you know, that that he does that. Yeah, the pain of being a parent, man. It's not easy.
Legit.
It's not easy. You know, you fucking raise them for years, and they fucking stab you in the back. And it's not like I know that if I'd raised them, they would have turned out totally different.
Yeah, it all depends. But you are a product of your childhood for sure.
Right.
Like, I feel like a lot of my issues with men and stuff is from my parents. Because I didn't have a bad childhood.
Yeah.
Like, it was actually full of, like, love. Like, every holiday was amazing.
Right.
My grandparents were amazing. But, like, the only downfall in my life are my emotional and romantic relationships. And I think that's because I was watching my parents' shitty relationship that they decided to stay in.
Yeah.
And you can't blame them for everything, but you are a product of your environment.
Yeah, that's true.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, eventually it becomes your friends even more than your parents. But in the beginning, at least until you're a teenager, your parents have a lot of influence on you, you know? So that's what I'm saying.
But I don't really have friends, so it's like mainly my family.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you did have friends when you were younger, no?
No, not really.
Oh.
I've been like a loner my whole life.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've always been different. I don't think people understand my difference. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, I think that's another reason why I'm single as well.
So is that why you're like, but that's hard to understand if you're like a love addict or something. You would have always needed somebody.
I've always needed somebody since I was 14.
Oh, but you stayed alone.
This all started when I was 14.
So you stayed alone despite wanting to be with someone, right? It's not like your choice. It wasn't your choice to be on your own or...
So, like, when I was growing up, I had, like, a group. We grew up in an all-white town. Mm. We were, like, the only black family. So my whole childhood was hanging out with these white girls, and I just, like, didn't know who I was. Like, I was going fake tanning. I was, like, dyeing my hair blonde, wearing blue contacts so I could fit in with, like, these group of girls.
How terrible.
Yeah, horrible. And my parents never said anything. Mm. Like, if you see your daughter doing that, you should probably say something. Like, this isn't who you are. Like, I know you're hanging out with these chicks, but like if I ever see my kid going down that path, I'm gonna be like, hey, listen, we're gonna need to get you some new friends because this isn't working out. So then I lost my virginity to a white guy who made a bet that he would fuck a black chick by the end of the summer and won $200. Oh, God. But my obsession with men started with him, and that was 14.
Yeah.
Like, and I was like obsessed with him. Like, my whole world revolved around him. Right. And that's as early as fucking 14.
And he hurt you already.
And he hurt me already from the beginning.
It seems like every guy you had hurt you.
Yes,
know?
Since the very first one.
Yeah, so you're obviously attracted to the wrong people, and they also, not everybody can handle you.
No. My close friends can barely handle me. Like, it's gonna take like a really strong dude to be able to rock with me like till death do us part.
Right. And what about Gabby? Did she do the same thing? Did she feel not belonging?
We had different friends. I would say her crew was a little more tight knit. Like, they still talk. Everyone's like doing their own like shit
right,
now. But
did she do the blonde hair and the blue
eyes?
No, never.
She thought
that?
She was like Spanish.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She was like,
you could pass for Spanish too easily.
Yeah, yeah. But she literally thought she was.
Yeah.
I was like, you're not Spanish, Gabby. Like, when are you going to understand that? And she'd be like, well, you're not white. And I was like, yes, I am.
Well, if you're not white, you're not black either.
I think
you
it's
know,
a problem.
It's half and half.
Yeah.
It's half and half.
Yeah, people get offended. They're like, they say, what are you? I say, I'm black. Mm-hmm. They're like, but you're not black. You're half white. Okay, so I'm white. No, you're not white. Okay, so what the fuck am I? It's really frustrating, actually. Yeah. Then if you say I'm Haitian, they're like, well, that's not black. I'm like, Haitian is black.
Right.
Like, what the fuck are you guys talking about?
So are you saying that interracial is not necessarily great for the kids?
I think it's not great for the kids if you don't explain it. Mm. Like, so my whole childhood, I had no idea, like, what I was supposed to be doing.
Yeah.
Not that there is something that you should be doing when you're interracial.
But you don't know who you are, like, which side
exactly.
to lean to. Because there were differences between whites and blacks. I mean,
yeah.
there still are.
And back in the day when I was in, like, high school and middle school and stuff, they didn't have that option on, like, the SAT preps and stuff where you can choose two or more races. It was just black, white, Hispanic.
Yeah.
So, like, I'd always put, like, black.
Yeah, right.
But then people are like, well, you're white too. I'm like, well, it's not, I can't put black and white.
Right.
Because you can only pick one. So it's like difficult, you know?
Yeah, yeah. I know. But, you know, what are you going to do? People fall in love. They don't care about their races.
I don't think they should, but I think it should be explained to their kids at some point. Like, you're mixed. You don't have to fit into this category.
Right, but how do you explain to a very young kid who doesn't understand that? I mean, if they get bullied at, like, kindergarten or something.
Well, let's hope that they're not. Jeez.
Yeah, yeah.
If bullying starts as young as kindergarten, our world is just, God, go ahead, blow this shit up.
That's true. When they're young, they don't really care. They don't understand.
Yeah, they don't understand it. It's like when you get to, like, middle school.
Right.
When you start going to, like, dances and, like, start, like, middle school is where you start literally finding your group of friends that is going to carry you through high school and shit. Right. So it's like, that's when people probably are like, I'm confused about who I am and what I'm doing.
Right.
You know, like, when people join the emo crowd, it's like, is that like a phase or is that who you are?
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
But is somebody there trying to explain it to you too?
Yeah.
You know? And we didn't have guidance counselors back in the day.
No?
And at the time, I didn't think anything was wrong with me. I was just like, I'm hanging out with my girls.
Yeah.
Not knowing that this is not who the fuck you are. Like, I look back on it, I look at pictures and I cringe. I'm like, who the fuck is that?
Really?
Yeah. What? Like, it doesn't even look like me. Blue contacts, blonde hair.
Yeah, you need therapy, my dear.
Yeah, for sure.
You need lots of it. Did you make a move yesterday to find somebody?
Yeah, I had a phone conversation. She's getting back to me today to see if she can take my insurance. I don't think she's going to. So I'm going to have to find a backup. My goal is to at least be... So I have my first meeting tomorrow night.
Okay.
But I want to get a therapist on top of that.
Yeah.
Like, I want to be going to one meeting a week and one therapy session a week.
Right. Well, maybe somebody will be able to recommend somebody for you once you go to those meetings.
Right. Well, I tried to find the paperwork yesterday in my room so I could just call and they can just tell me who.
Right.
Because the insurance will be like, these are who take it. These are the therapists that you need. And
right. They'll just pick a woman and that's not controversial or you're not going to really, you don't have to think about it.
I don't know. I just don't really trust women.
Why?
I've never trust girls.
Oh, come on.
That's, I don't. I just don't feel like I don't feel like opening up to this complete stranger, and I don't even know if you're fucked up. Like, how do I know you're not sending your boyfriend a thousand times?
But the guy is not fucked up either. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you don't know.
But at least I could get like a male's perspective on my behavior.
Right, but maybe it's not necessary that they be male to give you a good perspective. I mean, a woman might understand you better. So, you know, don't confuse that in your mind, you know. Go with whatever's comfortable. I would, go with whatever's comfortable. I don't care. I mean, if you go with a guy, you go with a guy.
Yeah, I'm going to go with whatever's available. But yeah. It might take one or two different people before I find a right fit. Because my therapist back in Boston, I was like, this isn't going to work.
Right.
Because he was laughing at all my jokes. I'm like, okay, is this a stand-up comedy session? Or like, are you going to tell me how the fuck
so
I can
improve?
So
why would you tell him jokes?
Because that's just how I come off. Like, even when I'm talking about something serious, I try to like put a little spin on it so it's not so depressing.
Right, but you're inviting laughter. So what do you want
from
me? You need to think it through.
I know.
You know, all the things that you do.
And it was like right before I was moving and I was trying to like get some guidance to see if this was like the right decision for me. And he gave me nothing. Hmm. Like nothing. I was like, yo, I got nothing. I went to him four times, four sessions.
Right.
And I got nothing out of it. I'm like, holy shit.
Yeah. What a waste.
What a waste.
It does take a couple times though till you guys get to know each other and stuff. You
right.
Know what I mean?
Right.
It's hard to just give advice to someone you haven't talked to.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
And then the first session is just like kind of like background.
Right, right. So you got to get over the first two, at least two, to just get a feel for them.
Right.
You'll probably get a feel for them the first time you're there.
Mm-hmm.
But give it a second chance, you know, if you have some doubts.
Right.
Because you never know. And it's not great to have to go and start your story every time with somebody.
I know.
New, you know?
And it's like, oh, here we go. Back to the beginning. Okay. So when I was five, it's like I just said this 10 times in a row.
Yeah. But they'll first ask you why you're here, probably, you know?
I'm here because I'm fucked. Can we get to work?
Oh, God. They'll all tell you, first thing you need to do is work, you know? You need to get a job.
I think that's, like, mainly it. If I had my shit together, I'd probably be a completely different person.
You would. You wouldn't have that much time to think about all this shit, you know?
I have too much time on my hands. Like, you I have time to literally doodle some guy's name in my notebook.
Right.
That's my life right now.
Yeah.
I just need to get busy.
Yeah.
Get busy and get to it.
You really do, you know? And earn some income, you'll feel better about yourself.
Right.
Yeah, so... I don't know what to tell you, man. If you had more motivation, you probably would get something, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I just don't think you're really into it.
No, I have like six job interviews today. That's why I said today's busy
really?
For me. So I was like, how's the rain supposed to be?
Nice. Yeah. Well, with six interviews, you better get something.
No, it's only three. It's for a bar, then a waitress at this restaurant on Sunset, and then a personal assistant position. So cool. If I could land all three.
Right.
I even applied at Equinox yesterday.
Yeah.
And I'm hoping I get it. I mean, it doesn't pay well at all, but Equinox, there's a lot of people that go in there.
Right. And you can meet.
And you never know who you can meet just standing at the front desk. So.
Right. And like I said, even if it doesn't pay much, it's better than zero.
Yeah.
You know? And you'll meet a lot of people and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that'll be cool. And yeah, I mean, but personal assistant, I would only do that if it was a woman. Don't go with a man.
I know.
Most of them are going to hit on you.
I know. It's like, and then it's like more time spent. I flex with all like fall in love with me.
Yeah.
So it's like, how can you work with me every day and not like be like, oh, I like her.
Really?
That's just me. That's just how I feel. So it's like, okay, yeah, I could go for this interview. Unless, of course, he's gay.
Yeah.
Then I'm like, okay, he's never going to be in love with
That's
me. And he's
true.
Never going to try to sleep with me.
Right. But you can't know that in the beginning, you know?
Yeah.
You're not going to ask him.
Yeah, like, hey, are you gay?
Yeah. Because if not, I don't feel safe with you. Yeah. But you had this experience, you said,
yeah.
Right in the beginning.
Yep. Multiple job interviews where it was like sex related. And I was like, this isn't going to work.
Right. Forget about personal assistant. You don't want to be with someone in one room. You know, for an extended period of time. I don't think it's healthy.
Well,
I
was a personal assistant back in Boston for like almost 5 years.
Yeah.
And he was older. He was creepy for sure. but I'm also a bitch. So like he knew to like he couldn't really be that creepy with me.
Right.
But it was the only reason I really liked that job is like every day was different.
Yeah.
It was like I wasn't like just coming into an office and sitting at a computer.
Right.
It was like one day I'd be like taking his dog to the groomers or meal prepping for him or planning a trip for him or setting up a party that he's having at the office. Or it was just like different. But he also would let me leave to film and come back and still have a job.
Yeah.
Because like that was when I was like filming twice a year.
Right.
Now I'm not filming at all. So it's like that's irrelevant. I don't need somebody to give me that opportunity.
Well, what was I going to ask you? So we want to have a party here for the station.
Yeah.
The only thing is we can only do it like a week and a half from now, like on a Saturday morning. Do you think that it's too late to plan a party a week and a half?
You can plan a party in 4 days.
Yeah, no, but will people come? I mean, because they probably have a lot of Christmas party plans and shit like that.
No, but people will come.
But Saturday morning, you know, from 11 to like 2.
But why do you want to do a morning?
Because then you have like breakfast, you bring bagels and shit like that.
No.
Because at night, everybody's busy, you know?
No, at night people want to, it's Christmas time. So when people think Christmas going away party, they're thinking like eggnog and a little bit of rum.
Well, we'll have that here in the morning.
Yeah, nobody wants to do that in the morning though.
Well, they will. I mean, we've always done our parties in the morning.
I think you should do it at night.
At night.
Huh? Or like mid-afternoon.
Yeah.
Like morning time on a Saturday.
Yeah, but it's 11 or 12 you can come. It's like till 2.
Okay, so you're
What's
thinking...
wrong with that? Who sleeps that late, you know? If they do, then sorry, you know?
Wait, hold on. So you're thinking...
You just want to maximize the time that people will be able to come here.
So you're thinking Saturday the 8th or the 15th?
I think... What's this week? This week is going to be what? The third?
First.
The first.
Yeah, this Saturday is the first.
Yeah, so it'll be the 8th.
The 8th.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's not too late?
No.
To invite people if I invite them today?
No.
Okay, but you're saying it's better to do it at night.
I think you should do a nighttime party.
Okay, well, we'll consider it, but
yeah,
it's easier for us to do it during the day.
Like, are you going to have it here?
Food. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we're going to have it here.
Yeah.
So that's what we've done before, and it always works. You know, it works out. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, like, what about food? Like, are you going to tell everyone to bring one item each?
No,
like
no,
a potluck
no.
type of
no,
thing?
No, we'll have, like, a bagel-type breakfast that's
right.
really cool.
Right.
We bring them really fresh and stuff.
Right.
And cheese, whatever. And... And egg salad,
right.
and all kinds of things.
Yeah,
that we make. No potluck. You know, people come, let them just get their own thing, and you know, the main important thing is the socializing, everybody meeting everybody. That's
well, no, the most important thing is you saying bye to everybody that you're not going to see before you leave.
No, I'm going to see everybody.
Are you though?
Yeah, I am. I'm already seeing everybody.
Yeah, you're like, see ya.
Everybody knows.
See ya, fucking later.
Wow, man, it's getting scary. I mean, I have to give my 30-day notice, and once I do, that's it.
Yeah, that's crazy. Just make sure that that's what you want to do before you do it.
No, I do. I do really want to do it.
Okay.
It's like my mind's already
like you have
there.
To give your 30-day notice by Saturday.
Yeah, I know.
Mm-hmm.
But my mind's already there, you know? I mean, I just read that Oregon...
Maybe you should go see like one of those psychics.
Why?
Just to see, like, if this is the right decision for you.
We have a great psychic here. I don't believe any of that.
Is she here right now?
No.
Oh, I was going to say, let's bring her in here. I got some questions.
Yeah.
I got some questions.
I'm going to invite her on the show.
Yeah, have her before we leave.
Yeah. Have we never had Rebecca?
No, never.
Oh, okay.
We've had that chick that told me this was my year of love, and she was fucking wrong.
She was going based on the name.
Yeah. And she said it was going to be a J. So here I'm thinking I met John. He's the love of my life. And I got a baby coming in 6 months. Yeah. You were wrong, lady.
Well, that's not it.
Our last show going to be right before the new year.
Yeah.
And I'm going home for like 10 days for Christmas, I think.
Really?
Yeah, I'm going to find out. I'll know by the weekend.
So in probably 3 weeks is going to be our last show.
Uh-huh.
If you're going home for the holidays.
I'm going to go home like, I think maybe like the 20th to like the day after, maybe like the 27th.
Oh, you're not going to stay for New Year's?
Oh, no.
Oh, okay.
No. I don't want to be in Boston for New Year's Eve.
Yeah.
It's too fucking cold.
Really?
I'm already dreading going. Like, Gabby's, like, it's so cold here, and I'm like, I don't even want to go.
Right.
But, like, Christmas is, like, so important to me that it's, like, it's not going to feel right for me if I'm not with my family.
Yeah, it's a good opportunity for you to see them.
Yeah.
You haven't seen them all in a while.
And
right?
I haven't seen my dog. Like, yeah. I'm actually, like, more concerned about my dog. And he's getting older, you know?
More concerned about your dog.
I am. My family, whatever, is like, hey, how are you? Like, after like being there for 7 days, I'm gonna be like, I'm good. Because me and my mom don't really get along like that.
Wow.
Like, after 7 days, we're probably gonna be ready to rip each other's heads off.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I don't wanna like stay there for too long.
I can't imagine that, you know? I mean, just being regularly not getting along with your parent. Mm-hmm. You know? But it's better than what my son did. So,
like, she didn't even call me on Thanksgiving.
Really?
Yeah, neither did my dad. I FaceTimed my dad. He didn't answer. He, like, literally only answered when I asked him to pay my rent.
Yeah.
And then he went ghost again.
At least he didn't disappear.
I know. Legit.
That, yeah.
So that's that. And I think the only way me and my dad will get back on the path we were on before is when I actually do go home. So I think that's important that I go home sooner than later.
Or also what you should do is tell him, look, Dad, you know, I wanted to be honest with you, but I apologize if this got in your way or whatever, brought you down, whatever. Right. I didn't mean for it to be that. I was, in fact, just trying to help.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe I didn't do it the right way, but I don't want to give up my relationship with you.
Right.
And I'm telling you, that's gonna do it.
Mm-hmm. But I feel like I want that to be a conversation we have in person.
Yeah.
I don't want to do that over text or like phone. Yeah.
Yeah, that's why you want to go there and stuff. I totally get it, you know. So another good news, I read that in Oregon there's so much supply of weed that the prices have dropped like 50%.
Yeah, you said that yesterday.
I did?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm still thinking about that. I'm thinking of all the great weed I'm going to get.
So instead of $30, it's $15?
It would probably be like that, yeah. I mean, I'm not sure it's going to be exactly the same in every place, but there's going to be a drop.
Yeah.
So for me, that's good news. You know?
Yeah, because weed is expensive.
Weed is expensive, and I consume a lot of it, and yeah. I'll have more time on my hand. I'll probably smoke more.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, well, what can you do, you know? But I'm looking forward to it. I really am. You know, I mean, there's just so many places to go. It's unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
Not necessarily in the town itself, but more, I mean, like a lot of nature. There's other towns and all that kind of stuff. But
yeah, for sure.
But in the town, you know, it's pretty small. They have the casino. I've been to the town twice, never went to the casino. I'm not a casino person. I lived in Vegas. And I'm not crazy about casinos. I'm not a gambler.
Right.
So that atmosphere, that environment doesn't really attract me. But I figured, you know, I'm reading that this is probably like the most, the place where people socialize the most.
Yeah.
You know, because you get the tourists, you get the locals, whatever. And they probably go there, to drink, to play, whatever.
Right.
So I need to hit up that place and see what's going on there. And that's it. You know, I mean, you can't plan for the future. There's always uncertainty.
Yeah, you can't. There's nothing so you can do.
Yeah, and I need to trust myself that I can always deal with the situation at hand.
Yeah.
And I've shown to be able to do that time and time again, so I'm not afraid. I can sort of like survive anywhere you put me.
Right.
So, yeah.
It's all about adapting. I've been such a loner my whole life. I think that's why I'm still here.
Yeah.
Because I've been so used to being alone.
Yeah. I don't know if I'd call it a loner, you know. I'd call it like maybe self-sufficient.
But you also are a loner because you've been doing it on your own. Like for a while before you develop any friendships, you're going to be by yourself.
Right. But you may not necessarily feel lonely.
Yeah. But you're still a loner.
Right.
A loner doesn't necessarily mean you're lonely. There's a lot of people that love to be alone.
No, but I think loner sort of like implies that it's not your choice.
No.
That's sort of like, oh, he's a loner, you know.
No, if someone else is saying it. Yeah. But if you call yourself a loner, I don't think that's like a negative thing.
Oh, okay.
Like, I'm like, yeah, I'm a loner.
Yeah.
What are you doing this weekend? I'm chilling by myself.
Yeah, you see, I mean, I'm like that.
Yeah, same. Yeah. I've always been like that. I'm like, whatever. It's not going to kill me if I'm not out. I'm not going to die tomorrow because I can't.
Exactly.
I can't go to the club with these people that I really probably don't even want to be around anyway.
Right.
Like.
No, I was thinking about that yesterday, actually, when I was at home. I was thinking, you know, it's hard to live with somebody. You have to be on the, you have to be turned on all the time as far as talking,
yeah,
you know, doing things and stuff. When you're alone, you're just like, whatever. I don't have to answer to anybody.
Like on
there's no expectations.
Right. On Thanksgiving, I went to my Friendsgiving and then I went home and then the guy that blow dries my hair on a regular basis is like, can I stop by? I've been by myself all day. Obviously, I'm never going to say no.
Right.
Because like, I know what it's like to be alone on a holiday and it sucks.
Yeah.
But I also, in my head was like, I would really, after being socializing all day, I would have loved to just be by myself.
Right.
But obviously I couldn't. But I'm just saying there's definitely times where I'm like, I don't feel like turning it on. Yeah. I just don't feel like having to be entertaining, blah blah blah.
Yeah, exactly. You don't want to be entertaining. You don't have to be on all the time. And so there's good things to say about it. You can also survive without relying on people, which is what you need to do as far as romance and stuff like that, you know.
I think, and it's so funny because I hung out with one of his friends the other day. It was like two of them, and they're like best friends with him. And they were like, listen, you put so much pressure on him to be what you expected him to be after knowing you for like 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And I don't think of it that way when I'm in the moment. Right. And that's my problem. For me, I'm like, okay, well, I feel really passionate about this guy and I see a future with him.
Right.
So it's all about my vision. Right. And then when my vision isn't coming true, my world starts coming to an end.
Right. You know, I mean, you're really coming on strong.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. You're scaring them away.
Yeah. Like, I think to this day, John could have been potentially my future husband had I not been fucked up. But I'm fucked up and nobody is going to be good for me until I'm good with myself.
That's true.
Yeah. Like, the way I felt about him, I'm not going to sit here and bullshit now that it's over. Like, I still was like, I could see a future with him. I could see having babies with him.
Right.
Blah, blah,
but
blah,
you
blah.
See, at this point in his life, he's obviously not there.
Not there. Yeah, he's not there yet.
Yeah.
But instead of accepting that because he told me that.
Right.
I'm like, no, I'm going to change his mind.
Exactly.
So now it was like, instead of focusing on my life, I started focusing, okay, how can I get me and his life to be together?
Right. And he's like, whoa, you know?
Exactly.
I mean, what is this?
But that's not, even if I met someone amazing in 2 weeks, I'm going to fuck it up again unless I get fucking help.
And you see, and that's the thing. I mean, I can understand why he do some mean things to you because maybe that's the only way.
Because I'm not listening.
Yeah, so you think they'll drive you away that way.
His best friend was sitting, because at first I was trying to act like I didn't know that was his friend when he walked into the room. And he was like, you know who I am, right? And I was like, I do. So he was like, he's actually very intellectual and he was having like an adult conversation with me. He's like, just think about it. Like, if you met a guy and after like 2-3 weeks of knowing him, he's like freaking out on you because he came to your apartment and found some other dude's shirt. And like, you haven't even sat down and said, hey, we're together.
Right.
What would you do? I'd be like, I'd tell that guy to fuck himself and get out of my life. He goes, okay. So he's like, yeah, John was rude to you and he was disrespectful, but how else are you going to get through to a chick? Like, she's not getting it.
Right.
And if I'm nice to her right now, she's going to think like there's a shot of hope that maybe I'm on the right path.
You don't want to lead her on, sort of, you know, because, yeah, you come on very strong.
Very strong.
The way you described it.
Like, if I call my dad and tell him I meet someone new, his first question to me is, so how are you going to fuck it up this time?
Oh, my God. But that's terrible, you know?
But it's true. Like, my parents have given up on me ever meeting a guy because I self-sabotage myself.
Yeah.
My dad will ask me, he's like, do you want to be by yourself?
Yeah. But you show them that you can actually handle it, you know?
Right.
And that's what I'm saying. You can. When you say to me that you've been a loner and stuff, that means you can be alone without people.
Yeah.
You don't need to have people.
But I don't know why I get like this when I meet somebody.
Because I think you're under pressure right now to meet somebody. In your mind, you're like, I'm getting old. I need to find
Sam, I've been like this forever.
Okay.
And I wasn't under pressure 10 years ago, and I was doing the same shit 10 years ago.
Right. Well, I mean, look, everybody wants a nice relationship. I don't blame you for that.
Right.
But I think you're desperate at this point, or you project it.
Yeah.
Desperation. To the guys.
And it's really hard to be like chill when you just want like the good to happen now.
Right.
Like, I don't want to wait for us to fall in love. I want to be in love right now.
But okay, but but this timing, you know, not everybody's ready when you are. How about we get you like a sex doll or something, you know? They'll always do what you want.
No, God. If I ever looked into my closet and saw one of those, I'd be like, this is the end for me. I've come to the end of the road.
But what if they made those in male versions too? Maybe
I don't know.
For gay guys or something.
I have no clue.
Yeah.
Probably.
But they have like, you know, ones that look real.
Yeah, I mean, like look robot real. Looking.
Well, no, not really. They look like real women. I mean, anatomically.
Yeah,
like
they're probably
the
like $10,000.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah,
it's
no.
It's not the inflatable type.
No thanks. Yeah, they have the first of all, who fucks an inflatable? What if you're fucking it and it pops?
I know. I mean, who does that? But they sold them.
Yeah.
Maybe it felt good.
I don't know.
It's ridiculous, man.
Yeah, no, I don't need any sex dolls. I just need to not focus on any of that.
Yeah, exactly.
Even his friend was like, I think you need to apologize.
Really?
Yeah, he's like, you need to apologize because you're completely out of line.
Yeah.
And I was like, I know I was out of line, but I'm not apologizing. I'm horrible at apologizing.
Well, maybe you should learn. Mm-hmm. Yeah, maybe you should learn if you want to be able to be around people. Because sometimes you make mistakes and you got to apologize.
Needs to apologize for talking shit about me to everybody.
Okay, but, you know, we just established that you're the one that led to this.
I know. All right.
So there you go. In other news, Kim Kardashian is showing off her private 747.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Have you seen that?
Yeah, I saw it.
That's a plane for fucking 400 people.
I know.
What the fuck?
And they're going on it with like two of them.
Yeah. And, well, because it's probably like...
Well, it's probably for the whole... Inside. It's probably for the whole fam, too.
Yeah, that and... But still, how many people do you...
She probably flying out her makeup artist, her hairstylist. She's got her wardrobe style. Every time she leaves, it's probably about 150 people.
Right. So she lives like fucking royalty if she has all these like designers and...
She has money like royalty, so she can do that.
Yeah, yeah. Fuck, man. I mean, this is unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Ozzy Osbourne.
That kind of money. She has no talent. She's got nothing.
Ozzy Osbourne did an interview and was like, I don't know why they're famous. They don't do anything.
Right. They're famous for doing nothing. The same with Paris Hilton, too, you know, when she came around.
Well, she's famous because her dad owns all the hotels.
Okay, but nobody knew her.
Yeah, but she made a name for herself. She goes, well, my dad's rich. Well, I'm going to be rich on my own.
Okay, well, you know, but still, I think she would have...
Her sister's mad low-key. Like, no one ever talks about her sister.
Right, right.
She's like, Mary's got kids.
Yeah.
She didn't choose that I'm going to be in the tabloid lifestyle.
Right.
But she used to be best friends with Kim. That's part of the reason why Kim is famous.
Really?
It's because she used to be best friends with Paris Hilton.
Ah.
And then they stopped being friends. It's so funny because once people put other people on, it's like animosity, jealousy.
Right. Right. It's not genuine, man.
It's so crazy.
I know. So 747, you know, I mean, you know, I'm not going to criticize them, but I just don't understand. I don't understand this need for that kind of like, what they call conspicuous consumption. It's like, why do you need this?
Yeah.
You know, why do you need this? I mean, how about some of the money you actually help other people? And even if she does...
I don't hear about it.
Spend on a 747, isn't that like $50 million?
I couldn't even tell you.
I know.
Because I've never Googled how much is a 747. Because it's not happening in my lifetime. All right? I'm never, and even if I had that much money, I'm not spending money on a plane. I'm probably still going to be flying coach.
Right.
Like, that's the type of person I am. If I'm super rich, I'm still going to be, I'll probably be first class, but first class on a regular flight.
Right. Or get a small private jet if you have to.
Those are so scary.
Yeah, but if you're Kim Kardashian, you don't want to fly in public, do you?
If she's first class, she can buy out the whole first class.
She's still going to be mobbed and shit like that, you know? I mean,
yeah, I guess.
Yeah, these celebrities, they can't keep the fans away, you know?
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah.
It's true. It's very true.
Oh, well. What are you going to do?
Yeah, what are you going to do when you have that much money? Who knows?
Yeah, right? Shit. Who needs that much money for one person?
Their kids are so cute, though.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
So that's just her income. What about his income, too?
He's super rich, too.
Right. So you double that, and they have fucking, they're richer than God.
Yeah. Yep.
Shit.
Mm-hmm.
For what?
Well, Kanye, because he's talented.
Okay, but he's still, you know, I mean.
But his clothing line is way too expensive.
And besides, I mean, is talent worth that kind of money? I mean, don't you think people that like are talented intellectuals should make more money than he does? People that contribute to the world? I mean, what does he do? He just sings songs.
It's just like, it's just the same conversation we had last week. We got LeBron James signing $500 million basketball deals, and we got firefighters who are actually really saving people's lives. Is making $50,000 a year.
Right.
So it's like...
No proportion at all. No. Yeah.
It's like we literally pay people to idolize them.
Yeah. We create our own royalty. Mm-hmm. You know? I mean, shit.
Yeah. It's definitely insanity. That's for damn sure.
Yeah. Oh, well. But, yeah, I mean... Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
I can't. Okay. Well, we're out of words for today, folks. That's it for today. I hope you get something from all these interviews today. You know, I mean, something's got to
speak it into existence. Yeah. But I hope that I'm gonna say straight up in the interview, I'm leaving for like 10 days.
Yeah, you got it.
Yeah, like I listen. It's Christmas time. Like I haven't been home in a year. I think
they'll be fine. But don't say that right off the bat. That should be the last thing you say.
Well, I mean, if he's like, if the interview ends like, well, when can you start? I'm like, well, I can start immediately, but I'm also going home for 10 days.
Right. And they'll probably understand. I mean, right. I understand that because you have previous commitments.
Right.
People understand that. You'll be fine. Besides, most people probably won't work then either.
Yeah, right.
So they're just interviewing for the new year.
Exactly.
All right. Well, everybody, thank you all so much for listening. We really love being here for you. If you're in LA, enjoy the rain. I know I will.
When is it starting?
Like in the evening, 6, 7 o'clock. Mm. And it's supposed to go through tomorrow. So we'll see about that. Have a great day, everybody, and we'll see you all tomorrow.
Listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.